Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Shumas Parak Yod Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schus Shabbos Shalom Yisamun Yizugas Amar Siyad V'Chol Yitzchal Tzeim. They should be gemenched with a Sachat Salchan Siyad Dishmai, good health, partners of Shefa and Cult of Sela and B'schus Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zeichet to find and receive a Kohagon Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Zayin tells us Zeisei Chulin Shekvashon Im Zeisei Truma, Chulin olives that were pickled with Truma olives. Now there might be an issue of these Chulin olives absorbing flavor from the Truma olives, and then they would be usher for non Koyanim to eat. So how do we know what the halacha is? The Mishnah says Pitsui Chulin Im Pitsui Truma. If the chulin olives were crushed and they were being pickled with crushed truma olives, or pitsui chulin mshleime truma, we have crushed chulin olives with whole truma olives, ay bime truma, or these crushed chulin olives were being pickled in truma water, which means this was pickling juice that was originally used to pickle truma stuff. Now there's no more truma stuff in it, but still truma pickle juice, but now it's being used to pickle chulin olives. In all these situations, it's usser for non-kayin to eat these olives. That's because they've absorbed the flavor from the truma. The important thing over here is that we're talking about pitsue chulin. The chulin olives over here were crushed, and when olives are crushed, they have the ability to absorb flavor. Since they were crushed, they absorb the flavor from the truma. Aval shleimi chulin b'tzuei truma mutter. If he had pickled whole chulin olives with crushed truma olives, so then it's permitted for him, the non-kayin, to eat the chulin olives because they didn't absorb any of the flavor from the truma olives. They're whole, and whole olives won't absorb the flavor from the truma ones. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, Dag Tameh Shekvashem Dag Tahar, he pickled non-kosher fish with kosher fish. The question over here is, what do we do with the brine? Is the brine of the non-kosher fish going to asser the brine of the kosher fish? So the Mishnah tells us, Kol Garav Shu Machzik Sosayim, if we have a barrel that holds two sa'ah, Im Yesh Bay Mishkal Asara Zuz B'Yehuda, if inside this barrel there's the weight of 10 Yehuda type zuzin, Shehein Chamesh Slime Bagalil, which is the same thing as 5 Galil type slime, of Dag Tameh, brine from the non-kosher fish, which means that the ratio of kosher to non-kosher is 2 sa'ah to 10 zuz. In numbers, that's 960 kosher to 1 not kosher. Tziroi usser. The tzir is usser, this brine is all usser. Whereas Rabbi Huda says no. Revias besasayim. Only if there's a whole revias of non-kosher brine in this 2 sa'ah barrel, so then it's going to usser it. And that's a ratio of 192 to 1. So then it's usser. However, if there's less than that, it's going to be permitted. Rabbi Yassi is much more makel. He says, Echen mishisha usser bay. Only if 1/16th of all the brine in this barrel is non-kosher brine, do we say that everything here is usser. However, if it's less than 1/16th, so then everything is kosher. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes and Yud with a similar topic. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.